Hockey with the voice of the Avs, Connor McGehee, on the team.
And with us right now, radio voice of the Avalanche, Connor McGehee. Connor, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, just in between. Is it going to be a tornado? Is it going to be a blizzard? Is it going to be a sunny day? I've lived here my whole life. I'm still not used to it. But maybe someday I will be.
Just wait 5 minutes. That's all. Remember, yeah, the old adage, wait 5 minutes. And
I know. But, you know, this is why people live in, you know, in San Diego. They don't really have to worry about that.
That's true. Yeah. Well, over here today, it's going to be like, what, I believe mid-70s. You know the side of the hill. You're one of the fight 970s, so you know what it's
like. Come over there and play some golf is what I should do.
Oh, this we got.
Hey, you could get here by one if you leave now.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, come on over, Connor.
Don't tease me. I might actually do that today.
Tierrada's a great course. Redlands Mesa.
I mean, it's either Brooklyn. Golf here or Winnipeg.
Yeah, exactly.
That's an easy choice. See? What's the best course over there? Because I've never actually played in and around Grand Junction.
Redlands Mesa is really good.
Mm-hmm.
Book Cliff.
Copy.
It's the most well-known course.
You got to know a member, though, Book Cliff. But I'm sure we can make that happen for you.
Well, I can't believe that either of you, as celebrities, are not just...
celebrities.
You can't just walk in the door and be like, hey, I'd like to play 18 today, please.
They specifically asked me to not show up.
My good man, I'd like to play 18 today.
Pardon me, if you do have a moment, I'd love to play 18 today.
Well, of course, sir. Of course, Mr. Van Gilder. Of course, Mr. Davis.
Not just now, but never.
Yeah. Tierrado's a really good course, public course, really good. Great backdrop of the monument, and likewise at the Redlands Mesa as well. Chipita's a nice little course. I mean, we have...
Well, executive.
Adobe
Creek's
course.
Nice.
Adobe Creek. Yeah, Fruit is great.
Double Thumb down south. Really nice course.
And then you've got, of course, the bridges down at Montrose as well. So, yeah, there's some great courses. There's a ton of great courses around here.
All right.
Well, so
I'm going to make it happen this summer is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
Make it happen, man. We'd love to see you over here. Well, so,
all right.
I was instructed by you not to ask about the Avalanche and what's wrong with them. So,
you're going to do it anyhow.
No, what's wrong with the Colorado Rockies? Tell me what's wrong with the Rockies, Connor. You said not about the Avalanche. I didn't ask about the Rockies.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't watched one second of Rockies baseball this year.
Okay, you're not missing anything.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
4-13.
Yeah.
They win yesterday?
No, they lost 5-0.
Okay. So they can't win the series versus the Phils.
No, they're done. They're toast. Yeah. See if they can get a win in the getaway game today. We'll find out. So,
do we have an update on Freeland's arm? Did they say what's wrong with it?
I haven't seen.
Okay. But it's not broken, right? It just like popped out or something.
Yeah, he landed on the play at the plate, landed on his shoulder. I believe it was his non-throwing
his
shoulder.
Best friend
he went full Mel Gibson and Lethal Weapon and put it back in.
He just dug out. He just slammed it up against the wall and popped it back in. And then he starts screaming at him out there.
Bud Black standing there, I'm too old for this stuff.
Yeah.
Something tells me that it's not medically accurate, but I could be wrong.
That, according to the report I'm seeing, that they don't think it's anything serious. Is what it looks like.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's good because they need that 13 ERA that he has right now. So, it's good that he's going to be okay. No, I'm glad.
Yeah,
we want Kyle
not sarcastic
to be okay.
at all.
No, we want Kyle to be okay. We do. He was here in Grand Junction with the minor league team here. Super good guy. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, so we know that you're going to get to go to your favorite town in Canada.
Yay!
Yeah, Winnipeg clinching the first round home playoff advantage when the Avs and the Jets score off here in just a matter of days. So I guess this is, you know, it's kind of what was expected, particularly after the loss to the Golden Knights, blowing the 3-goal lead, the absolute disaster at Winnipeg, which unfortunately you were with Winnipeg, unfortunately you got to witness firsthand on Saturday. So I guess just your thoughts about Avs Winnipeg to get things going here in a matter of days.
Yeah, I think that, Winnipeg is a streaky hockey team because with that win last night over Seattle, I mean, that's 7 wins in a row. I think they had lost 6 in a row before that. If you think that it's been a roller coaster by our standards this year, try being a Jets fan. So, and it just goes back and forth to, you know, are you, when do you peak? Like, is it, is too much out right now? Is, and every team is different. And I just get the sense that with the Avalanche group, I mean, I've been reminding everybody over the past week that the last seven games in 2022, and somebody can remind me what happened in June of 2022 in a moment, but at the end of the regular season, the Avalanche went 1-5-1 in the last seven games in 2022, and then engaged playoff mode. And I just think that the season is 15 games too long, to be honest. You know, and there's a little bit of mental and physical wear and tear, and there's something about the Stanley Cup playoffs that erases all that. And I think, I'm not sure that they're counting on that, but I just think that it's a fact that the playoffs are just different, and it's actually a good thing that there's been some bumps in the road here, because if you go into the postseason complacent, I don't think that's a good place to be. I know they had to work for the division title towards the end of the year last year, but it almost felt like, oh, we're playing the Kraken, it's their first playoff go around, and I know Colorado had a ton of injuries, especially in Game 7. But I just think this is almost a better mental place to be, playing one of the tougher teams and having to dig in and make it happen in different ways possible. So this is not just me being a spin artist. It's not. This is just how this team has been over the past couple of years. And it will not be easy, but I still think that the Avs win this series in six games.
Avs radio voice Connor McGahee with us today on the Team Sports Network. Sean Keeler in the Post wrote a column, and a lot was about Gabriel Landeskog. You're already groaning. About, you know, Landy, you know, it's not going to be back for the postseason the way it's looking, and about how this team lacks grit. I guess just your reaction. I mean, you're there. You're at practices. You know, you're at skates. You're at, you call every game. I guess your evaluation, your opinion of a comment like that this is a team that lacks grit.
Yeah, and, you know, I saw and laughed with Sean yesterday. I don't know that that's entirely true, because, say that to Josh Manson.
Yeah.
Say that to Brandon Duhame. I mean, say that to Nathan McKinnon, even. Say that to Jack Johnson. I don't think that that's entirely true, and I would like a definition of what grit is. I mean, what does that mean? I think that with as many new bodies as the Avalanche have, they're still refining how they have to play a month in. And it worked early on for a myriad of reasons. You get that initial adrenaline jump, and you get a favorable schedule, and you won nine games in a row with the new guys. And I think that when you have new teammates, you have to figure out how to dig out of things together. But I don't think it's because of a lack of grit. I think that style of play in that regard suits Yakov Trenin and Brandon Duhame and Miles Wood and Ross Colton. So, I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think that the Avalanche need to now, with the Edmonton game not really meaning anything outside of Nathan McKinnon trying to set the single-season record for franchise points, I just think that the Avalanche have to have the mindset of playoff hockey, which they will, which includes grit. And I look up and down the roster and the styles of play and the personalities, and I would not say that grit is absent of the Colorado Avalanche.
And I feel like the Chris McFarland made some incredible moves at the trade deadline. You know, adding Walker, adding Mittelstadt, adding the pieces that they did. But there was that thing that we're talking about, you know, do they need to get a veteran goaltender? They did not do that. They liked what they saw from Eustace Annan as the backup and Alexander Georgiev, though. Georgie's been on a bit of a rough stretch here a little bit, or has it been more Avs haven't played particularly well in front of him, Connor? Is that what is the truth? And there was a little bit of both.
Yeah, I mean, it's a symbiotic relationship, yeah. Goaltending performances inspire the defense in front, and the defensive performance in front of the goaltender helps their numbers and their chances to stop. But we've heard on numerous occasions Jared Bednar say we need a stop from our goaltender. And for both over the past week, need a big stop. And they haven't really got one. I mean, that's not necessarily fair to say. I mean, there's a couple instances. One big chance in Vegas on Sunday, like Georgiev stopped a nice pad save going to his right. It was a wide-open net, and he got one there. But it's, yeah, I just think that whatever that relationship is, defensive structure to goaltender, I mean, they've both been equally not good and not up to standard, if we're being honest. And they know that more than anybody else. And that's the one thing that they need to get tuned up. And was talking with Kale McCarr after practice yesterday, and he used the word details again. And I think the details defensively have been a bit lacking for a majority of the season. And I think those details need to be dialed up come Sunday or Monday, whatever day we start. And I do believe that they will be, but as much as we want to talk about the goaltending, it's about a defensive performance in front, whether that's defensive structure, whether that's sticks and lanes. Both have been equally not as good lately for Colorado.
We'll have the Avs in Edmonton tomorrow night, right here on the Team Sports Network with Connor McGahee, radio voice of the Avalanche, with us. Just a couple other things. Of course, you're a DU grad. You had to be thrilled that the alma mater bringing home a 10th national championship this last weekend.
Yeah, and they were kind enough to ask me to host the celebration at Magnus Arena there on Monday night, which started back in 2017 and did the lacrosse one as well. So it's been fun to host now four of those national championship ceremonies there at Magnus Arena. But, yeah, DU officially the best college hockey program in history, which, I mean, most of the country doesn't even know that the University of Denver exists. But when it comes to college hockey, they got one more than Michigan, two more than North Dakota. That feels good. The old WCHA and obviously NCHC rival as well. But, yeah, I mean, Denver just, and the way they did it, too, the highest scoring team in college hockey going in to the tournament, and then you only score 8 goals, and you're winning 2-1 and 2-0 hockey games. I mean, that shows the heart of a champion, and David Carl will get a lot of that credit. And he has been one of the most underrated stories, I think, really in all of hockey if you go back a decade, because his brother Matt won a Hobey Baker with the Pioneers, said that David was the better player, but because of medical issues, David could not continue playing hockey. And so he starts as a volunteer assistant coach, then not even getting paid to be there, but works his way in, is hired after Jim Montgomery takes the Dallas Stars job, and really has been one of the best coaches in American hockey, period. Obviously winning the gold medal with the World Juniors, and he's the first coach to do that and win a national championship in the same year. So I would not expect David Carl's phone to not ring this summer.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the National Hockey League, I know that the Sabres just fired Don Granato yesterday, but if I'm David Carl, I'm either really patient, but obviously he's got a new kid, and you know, college hockey is a good gig. You don't have to travel as much. You play on the weekends, and he could be totally okay with that. But he deserves to at least get calls from a myriad of teams in the NHL.
No doubt about that. You know, there'll be teams interested in David Carl. There's little doubt about that. Connor McGahee with us. Connor, got about a minute here left. I do want to very quickly ask you about the Coyotes moving to Utah The impact that may have on the Avalanche moving forward.
Well, I mean, the Edmonton Oilers played the last game at the Mullet tonight. They're the first half of a back-to-back. They come to us tomorrow. But that'll be the last home game, apparently, in Coyotes history, at least this current iteration. It all appears that the Salt Lake City area will get an NHL team. Ryan Smith paying over $1 billion for the relocation to Utah. And obviously, that's a nice regional rival for the Avalanche. I mean, a pretty decent quick flight for once. We don't know if we switch divisions and go back to the Pacific and they move the Alberta teams into the Central. We'll find out. I mean, that would be tough travel for the Avalanche, but you better believe that it's a nice regional rivalry that we currently have in the NBA, in Major League Soccer, and now in the National Hockey League. I know that the players from the Coyotes are excited about the stability aspect of that, and you know, I do like Salt Lake City as another mountain town, a mountain capital, I guess, here in the Rocky Mountains. So everyone, I think, is quickly and as strangely as it happened, is excited for the move, and that should become official here very quickly.
All right, Connor, appreciate it. We'll have the game tomorrow night, pregame at 7 o'clock, Avs and Edmonton right here on the team. Thanks, man.
Thanks, fellas. See you.
Take care. Connor McGee, radio voice of the Avalanche, with us on the program this morning.